Chapter 5. Another week rubbed away before the meeting with Furrow was arranged. Ponyitz felt the tension, but he was used to the feeling of physical helplessness now. He had left city limits under guard. He was in Furrow's suburban villa under guard. There was nothing to do but accept it without even looking over his shoulder. Furrow was taller and younger outside the circle of elders. In non-formal costume, he seemed no elder at all. He said abruptly, "You're a peculiar man." His close-set eyes seemed to quiver. "You've done nothing this last week, and particularly these last 2 hours, but imply that I need gold. It seems useless labor, for who does not? Why not advance one step?" "It is not simply gold," said Ponyitz discreetly. "Not simply gold. Not merely a coin or two. It is rather all that lies behind gold." "Now what can lie behind gold?" prodded Furrow with a down-curved smile. "Certainly this is not the preliminary of another clumsy demonstration." "Clumsy?" Ponyitz frowned slightly. "Oh, definitely." Furrow folded his hands and nudged them gently with his chin. "I don't criticize you. The clumsiness was on purpose, I am sure. I might have warned his veneration of that had I been certain of the motive. Now, had I been you, I would have produced the gold upon my ship and offered it alone. The show you offered us and the antagonism you aroused would have been dispensed with." "True," Ponyitz admitted, "but since I was myself, I accepted the antagonism for the sake of attracting your attention." "Is that it? Simply that?" Furrow made no effort to hide his contemptuous amusement. "And I imagine you suggested the 30-day purification period that you might assure yourself time to turn the attraction into something a bit more substantial. But what if the gold turns out to be impure?" Ponyitz allowed himself a dark humor in return. "When the judgment of that impurity depends upon those who are most interested in finding it pure?" Furrow lifted his eyes and stared narrowly at the trader. He seemed at once surprised and satisfied. "A sensible point. Now tell me why you wished to attract me." "This I will do. In the short time I have been here, I have observed useful facts that concern you and interest me. For instance, you are young, very young for a member of the council, and even of a relatively young family." "You criticize my family?" "Not at all. Your ancestors are great and holy. All will admit that. But there are those that say you are not a member of one of the five tribes.